Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Out of ideas to stay active while at home? If so, join us at the Angel City Virtual Games, presented by The Hartford, on August 3rd night and August 24th through the 30th. We invite adaptive athletes, family and friends of all ages and ability levels to participate in virtual sports clinics, workouts, and sports challenges. Judo, archery, swimming, fitness workouts, and more will be offered for those with low vision. There will also be a resource night, the Angel City Concert Series, and plenty of other family-friendly activities. Don't miss out. For more information and to register, go to www.angelcitygames.org.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We have a tremendous show for you today. Before we begin, let me introduce you to the players today. To my left, we have our beautiful co-host, Lynn Golder. Are you there?
I am. Hello, everybody, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the August 16th, believe it or not, August 16th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and we're glad to be with you tonight. By hook or crook, we're here.
And I also want to introduce our other co-host, David Hillebrand. David, are you there?
I am here indeed. Good evening, everybody. Welcome and appreciate everybody tuning in. Glad to be here.
And in the studios, we're home. David's home. Lynn and I are home. Chris Shaw is in the studios of Spectrum Studios. Chris Shaw, are you there?
AKA, I'm home. Okay. So this is my home away from home.
Hi, homie.
That is your home away from home.
Pretty much.
Right. Top of the great morning to you. How great thou art.
He is dedicated for sure.
Well, listen, folks, before we begin the show, I want to thank the letters that we got today about myself being in the hospital this week. I had a rough week this week. I want to thank everybody who wrote. Get well. If I sound a little strange, that's because all the medicine I'm taking and I'm out of it.
Oh, Michael, we all know you're strange anyway, right?
There you go.
Stranger.
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 you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. One of the things I thought about when I was in the hospital, about the show, a lot of people, when they tune in the show, sometimes they don't know what we're listening to. Well, we started this radio show more than 5 years ago. And the reason why we started the show is because we wanted to inform a lot of the sighted people about the blind people. We say we're the bridge. Yes, we're the bridge between the blind and the sighted folks. And we love the sighted folks listening to our radio show. We understand we have more than 25% now of our listening audience is sighted. And we think that's fabulous. We like them to call in and talk. That's really great. The whole idea of this show that I started was to inform, to educate about us folks that are blind. As I always said, before I went blind, I didn't know another blind person. I only went one blind person my whole life. That was Stevie Wonder when he was 12 years old. So I wasn't in tune with the blind community. Now I am very in tune. All I can say is I'm so happy about this show that you have us in your home, wherever you're listening to this radio show. If you're in a car driving and you listen to the show, I hope you like the show. I hope you learn something about the people that are visually impaired and blind.
What's not to like, right?
What, David?
What's not to like?
Well, what can I say?
We're better than anything on TV, that is for sure.
There you go. So, before I get to Dave, did you have any shout-outs, Michael?
No.
All right, I have one shout-out that I'd just like to shout-out to Central Florida. If you're listening and you need a job, it doesn't matter whether you're blind or sighted, you should call Lighthouse Works. You can call Lighthouse Central Florida, ask them about their call center jobs, and they would be happy to talk to you. And the number is 407-898-2483. So you can't complain that you don't have a job when they have some great jobs down there at Lighthouse Works. So that's my shout out. How about you, David?
David, you got anything to say? Report.
Oh, shout out to Brenda.
Let's see. Yeah, shout out to Brenda for sure. A shout out to all of our medical folks who are working hard and teachers who will be going back to school. Let's see. A shout out to my good friend Neville French, one of our sighted listeners that loves the show, and he really gets a kick out of all the callers. And my friends the Lakes up in Pittsburgh, and I've got a few others, but I'll wait till later to give those. How about that?
Oh, you can do it now. We have time.
Well, my mind is blanking out. Oh. I'm having a blanking out moment.
No,
you're
don't be like me now.
You're
don't
too
be
young,
like me,
David. You're
yeah, I'm gonna have to refer to my notes.
Yeah, well.
But there's actually quite a few people that were talking about listening in, and some of my Facebook buddies are very kind to take an interest in all the different things I do. So there, a few people said they're going to be listening in. So which is cool. Glad to have everybody here.
Yeah. One thing I'd just like to mention very quickly is that August is National Eye Exam Month. And even, you know, if you are visually impaired or blind, you should still get your eyes checked. I mean, Michael goes religiously. He goes every few months, gets his glaucoma numbers checked. And so you should just go. From ophthalmologists recommend periodic eye exams every 2 to 4 years if you are age 40 to 65 and 1 to 2 years.
You should always know your numbers. You should always know your numbers. Your numbers are very important when it comes to glaucoma.
After age 65, you should go every 1 to 2 years. So just wanted to let you know, and National Eye
for those folks who don't understand, your numbers, when you have numbers, you should be under number 21. Each eye should be under 21.
Oh, I thought it was supposed to be like down around 15 or 16.
That's good. 14, yeah. 15 is good, but you should have to be under 21.
That's
the danger
pressure.
Goes after 21. Up 21, 22, 23, that's when it's danger. But the reason why the numbers, just so you know, is when you have glaucoma, even if you're blind,
yeah.
The whole idea is the numbers affect, let's just say, your temperament, your brain, all the other aggravation that you go through. So it can get you crazy with bad numbers. It gives you headaches, all kinds of problems you can have, and it has nothing to do with whether you can see or not see. The whole idea with the numbers is it can cause other problems with glaucoma if you don't take care of your numbers.
Listen, if anybody is in the need for any PPE supplies to use during this pandemic, whether it's masks, they have the surgical masks, the N95s, the gloves, the gowns, the whole works, sanitizer. They have little sanitizers on a little chain you can hook to your bag or your belt loop. When Justin Boyd calls in, actually, he's actually waiting. He just popped in the Zoom room, so we'll be talking to him on the other side of the break. But if you have any questions for Justin, please call in, and he'll be happy to talk to you. I'm sure of that.
He's got some cool stuff for sure.
They do. We just ordered a whole bunch of stuff. So
for those folks that would like to call in, please remember the number. Phone number is 407-894-1680. That's the number to call in if you'd like to talk. We'd love to hear from you. 407-894-1680. Call in. Love to hear from you. 407-894-1680. Wherever you are in this country or in Canada, if you're listening, call in. Love to hear from you. 407-894-1680. David.
It is true, man.
You have a minute before break, David. Any wise words?
Any wise thoughts for the before we go to break?
Well, my parents told me that I was a wise acre, so I wonder if that means anything. I'm not sure I have anything really intelligent to add right now. I had a couple topics to discuss, and one of them was actually advertising on television for the blind. I've got a huge pet peeve, and there's so many commercials where people are doing things, and I cannot even tell what they're actually advertising to advertise.
I know.
I said this a few weeks ago.
They don't even say the name of the company.
It's so ridiculous.
And there could be a girl in dressed in some hot jeans, and she's doing this plié or whatever. And you know they're running all these lines under the screen, and we have no idea. Another one is when they're trying to sell stuff. You know, the Popeil bucket of fishermen or whatever they're trying to sell on TV, and call the number on your screen. What number? There is no number on the screen.
You're right.
It
all
kills
right.
me.
You're
and
right.
And we have there's a huge population of blind people in this country. Unfortunately, I wish it was a smaller group, but it's a huge buying group. They do have money. They do buy lots of stuff. And throw in the darn number, you crazy people.
Right. Well, we're
going to
go to
break.
Justin's in the Zoom room. We'll talk to him on the other side of the break.
Right.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. We're live from Orlando, Florida. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial.
Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fighting.com. linus.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way, Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Original sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitzykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, and you're listening to, well, what can I say? Today, a little under the weather. Hope you like the show today. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. Lynn?
Well, first of all, David, are you there? Back?
I am here. Yes, ma'am, I am here indeed.
Some people were writing and saying, David sounds a little shaky on Zoom today.
Yeah, I am a little shaky at my best, but my computer took a dive today, and I was I've got Wi-Fi problems is the biggest of the problem right now. So
all right,
this is the alternative.
Okay, well, we're glad you're back in. Okay, so now we'd like to welcome back Justin Bloyd, and as you may know or you may not know, we get new listeners every week, that Justin Bloyd is the owner of RB Medical Supply in Mentor, Ohio. So welcome back, Justin.
Hey, Justin.
Yeah, it's great to be back. Good evening. Hope everyone's doing well.
We're all trying. How are you doing?
Hanging in there, man.
Oh, doing
what about you?
Good. Coming off a nice weekend, getting ready to head back to work on Monday.
Yeah.
So look forward to talking to your listeners this evening.
Well, tell us a little bit about RB Medical Supply for those who don't know. Tell us about your warehouse and your.
And tell why RB is so different than all the rest of the masks, because they don't know. A lot of people don't know that your masks are all made in USA.
Yep.
Yeah. RB Medical Supply has shipped over 24 million PPEs in the state of Ohio and the U.S. since March. In April, we rented an Antonov 124, which is the world's second largest cargo plane, and brought in millions of PPEs to Rickenbacker Airport on behalf of the state of Ohio in late April. And it was mid-April, we decided to buy N95 and surgical mask machines, which since then have arrived early July. So we have about a little over 5 weeks of production under our belt. And I just ordered another surgical mask machine 2 weeks ago, which will arrive right after Labor Day. And I would say that, you know, the biggest reason that you want to buy from a company like ours, specifically our company, is that all of the raw materials, all the component parts, even the machines are made in the United States. We're not importing any fabric. Even down to the nose piece wire, everything's made domestically. So everyone can be assured that it's a good quality product. And for anyone that knows what ISO 9001 2015 is, our facility will be ISO 9001 in several weeks, which means that we are following quality standards and have standard work processes. So, you know, we're trying to do a good job with the amount of orders we have, which is quite a bit right now.
And tell us about some of the other items that you make there for the PPE need.
Yeah, so we are, like I said, we're manufacturing the masks, but we're also supplying hand sanitizer that's made in Utah, so it doesn't have any of the methylene in it that's been very concerning from China and Mexico. Face shields, we have disposable gowns, both a spun-bound material and a plastic gown. Shoe covers, bouffant caps, basically every PPE item that you would need, even for secondary education, for kindergarten through 12th grade, we have desk dividers, child-sized face masks, and child-sized face shields. So depending upon who you might be buying for in the family, we definitely have the different face sizes accountable for, but then also industry types as well, because different industries require different types of PPE items.
So you have for the children, too, the masks.
Nice.
Yeah, it's actually a very easy change on our machine by actually shortening the ear loop on the surgical mask machine. We're able to make masks for children that are over the age of 11. The masks will fit basically 100% of the children, and between the ages of 5 and 11, about 80%. Just depends upon the you know, the growth of the child, but we do have some kids in the family that we tested the masks on. They seem to work pretty well for them.
While you're on the topic of fit, Justin, can you explain to the audience how the N95 is supposed to fit? Because it's not to be confused with the one that lays flat on your face, you know, the surgical mask.
Yeah, the N95, you want to fit securely over the nose and the mouth. So when you put it on, after you put it on, you want to form it around your mouth, and then you want the nose piece to be over the bridge of your nose. And then you can just pinch the bridge of your nose and kind of slide your fingers down to either side, and it'll secure it over your nose. And it's a very easy mask to put on.
But it's more like a cup shape, right? It's not flat.
Yep, the N95 cup shape mask. Yeah, the surgical mask is just a flat mask that offers, you know, it's better than, I don't know. I don't know if you saw last week, there was an article that came out that Duke University published. I believe it was Duke. And you see a lot of people with kind of like a neck warmer type.
The turtleneck? It's like a turtleneck.
Yeah, and then they pull it over the nose.
Yeah.
They're saying that offers very, very minimal protection.
I read that.
Almost as if it's not even on your face, it offers so little protection. Surgical masks offer, you know, the second most protection, and of course the N95. So if people are interested in going to our website, they can go to rbmedicalsupply.com. And for your listeners, we're using a promotional code called BEYOND10, which is $10 off any purchase.
Okay, well,
that's tremendous.
I hope you folks heard what he just said. Deals.
He just said you get a $10 discount. Don't forget your discount when you order it from RB Supplies,
and
RB Medical.
As I said the last time Justin was on, there's no price gouging here. You know, people say, oh, I can get a mask anywhere. But no, you can't get a mask of this quality made in the United States and not being taken advantage of as far as price.
Yeah, I have to say, when I went into the hospital, I was wearing one of your masks. And the hospital said to me, oh, you have a good mask on.
Well, that's great. You should tell them where you got it.
I did.
Well, that's great. Hopefully everything works out from your hospital stay. I know that could be a little stressful sometimes.
Yeah. But I read that also about I call it the turtleneck. They say that the too many droplets, the fabric is too thin and stretchy, and the molecules in the air can pass right through the fabric.
How many times can you wash the mask?
I wash it very gently in a little dish detergent and let it air dry.
Can you wash the mask more than two or three times?
Well, our masks are not designed to be washed ever. All the masks that we manufacture only have a one-time use, and that's industry standard in the medical industry. You only wear it one time, and then you dispose of it. But I know that a lot of people, especially with a fixed budget, they're trying to get as many uses out of a mask as possible.
Right. It also depends on where you're using it. If you're walking around in the hospital, I would think, yeah, throw it away. But if you're just using it.
If you are a senior citizen, you're going out just a few times a week to get groceries and trying to be very mindful of social distancing, then, you have to use your own judgment on how you want to use the product, but they're designed to be a one-time use.
Right.
And, that's what the medical industry has practiced, for years on that.
Well, I've been using the mask even in our house because we have caregivers come in and to take care of me.
Yeah, we're wearing masks in our own house. Could you believe?
I have the caregivers make sure they're wearing masks, and I wear a mask when they're working with me.
The air conditioner guy came yesterday, and I said, "Would you please wear a mask?" He goes, "Only if you do." So we're all wearing masks in the house. David, you had something to say? Sorry, David.
I was just going to mention that I noticed on your website that you've even got the thermometers that where you don't have to even come in contact with the people. The infrared or some style of thermometer to check people's temperature.
Thanks for pointing that out. We do. We have an infrared thermometer. So all you have to do is stand a few inches away from the person's forehead, and you can get a Fahrenheit or Celsius reading. And then we also have oral thermometers. One of the other things we've done too is. For a Fortune 500 company, they had over 27,000 employees returning back to work right after the 4th of July. And we made home health kits for all those employees that had hand sanitizer, surgical masks, a adjustable mask clip, and a push tool. Actually, if you go to the website, rbmedicalsupply.com, the push tool helps you open doors, but also press tactile buttons if you're at an ATM or something like that, where you don't have to put your fingers on that pad where someone else's hands have been. You can use the adjustable tool.
Nice
is that made out of brass? Is that made out of brass or something? They say the brass doesn't...
No, it's actually made of plastic.
Oh, plastic?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
You can attach it to a lanyard, or, if you attach it to a lanyard, maybe that's attached to your waistband or your purse or... It's very small, very lightweight. You can keep it in your pocket. You wouldn't even know it was in your pocket.
Good idea.
All that stuff would be great as gifts, though, for, like a grandparent to give kids or even younger adults or whatever. You could put together a little kit of sorts, Might not even be bad for something for kids going back to school.
Well, yeah, especially children going back to school and school districts themselves, they want to make sure that the students and the teachers are well protected. So depending upon what the regulations are in their state, I know every state's kind of reopening differently, but we can certainly put together custom kits, which is what we're doing now for multiple industries.
Nice. That's great.
And you get them right out. the shipping. Did you say something, Dave?
No, I just said that's great.
Oh, okay. All righty.
If you have any questions, you'd like to call in and ask Justin any question, now's the time to do it. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Justin?
Yes, sir.
So here's my big question of the day.
Uh-oh, watch it, Justin.
I'm ready.
You ready?
He's ready.
Okay. You're saying mass should be worn basically one time.
That's
right?
Correct.
Yeah, well, okay, it's medically.
Does it make a difference how long you wear it? Like if you only wear a minute or two when you put it in your pocket, that means it's finished?
Well, it depends upon the environment you work in, Dave. If you're in a hospital and you're around a COVID positive plus patient, then yes, you would only wear it for several minutes. But I would say that, you know, one use would be a daily use, right? You should be able to get a day's worth of wear out of your mask.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good to know. And the website is very easy to navigate. And David, you've been on the website, right? So you know.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. I've been on it many times.
That's great to hear.
Yeah.
Actually, it's one of the easiest.
Go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and if you miss any of the phone numbers.
They can go right to
RB Medical.
Yeah, right through our website. Yes. They'll just go to the sponsor page, and there it is. So just click on it.
And don't forget, when you place your order, don't forget to get your 10% discount. You're buying from RB Medical.
It's $10.
And use Beyond 10 for the promotional code.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate it so much.
You're welcome. It's very nice to speak to you this evening. Have a good night.
Thank
you. Great to talk to you again, man.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Justin. Good luck. Thank you.
Take care, man.
Okay.
We have a song. I should have told Justin. Justin, you're still there?
No, he's not there now.
We have a song. Let's play. Chris, can you play David's song about the gloves?
He hung up. I forgot, and I don't know his number.
One, two, three, four. Can buy me gloves? No. Gloves? No. Can buy me gloves? No. I'll buy you PPE, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. I'll even wear a gown for you. To make you stay all night. Cause I can buy me masks of plenty, but money can't buy me gloves. I'll try to social distance, girl, if you say you love me too. I'll even keep my hands off you, though touching's what I like to do. I got me some masks of plenty, but money can't buy me gloves. Can't buy me gloves, though. Everybody tells me so. They can't buy me gloves, no. No, 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 no. Say you don't need no swabs now, girl, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. Cause I got me some masks of plenty, but money can't buy me gloves. Now! So can't buy me gloves, no. No, 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 no. Say you don't need no swabs now, girl, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things that money just can't buy. Cause I got me some masks aplenty, but money can't buy me gloves. Can't buy me gloves, no. Gloves, no, can't buy me gloves, no, no, all except at RB.
All right, Dave.
All right, great, Cougar Mooga, that was great, Dave.
How do you like that?
Can't buy me gloves.
Can't
That's
buy
right.
me glove, no.
Hard to find them gloves, man.
Yeah.
If you need gloves, don't forget to go for RB Medical Supply. That's where you get
That's
your gloves
right.
from. That's where you get your mask from.
You can get them at RB Medical.
Medical.
All righty.
Yeah, in fact, Brenda was saying sometimes it's hard to find gloves in all the different sizes, and it's nice that they have different sizes on that.
Yeah, that is nice. Okay.
Right now, let's go to trivia time. Well, trivia time, trivia time, it's trivia time.
Let David set this up. It's his trivia.
Okay, David, this is your trivia.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, okay, my trivia. Well, instead of a song, this is a theme tune for a TV show.
Well, it's still
and
a,
I would like
it's still
to
a
know,
song, though.
This is going to be difficult, though, because I'm going to ask, you need to be able to answer two different things. I need to know the name of the show and what city this show is supposed to take place in.
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And now you're making it really
they're
difficult.
It's not a difficult. It's really not difficult. If you're a fan of the show or have watched it a bunch of times, you'll know.
Ooh.
There's a city in
the
He's
making
north.
It really tough, folks.
Okay.
All right, the phone's going to call in if you listen to it now. And it's a double question. Oh,
yeah, what TV
boy.
Show? What city?
Phone number is 407-894-1680. Go ahead, Dave.
All right, let's hear it.
Who can turn the world on with her smile? Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show it, love is all around.
Yay!
That's going to be
phone
a tough
call
one.
In for that trivia question.
That's going to be a tough one.
407-894-1680.
I don't think it's going to be that difficult. Some people are going to, there's going to be people that'll know. It's the name of the TV show, and there is a particular city in the Midwest where it is supposed to take place. So I'm anxious to find out who is going to bail me out and come up with the answer. Our fine callers always know.
You know, for years, I thought the show took place in Oregon.
Don't come up with any answers. We don't need any comments from the peanut gallery over there. you're close. You're at least going the right direction. It's not that far west.
Ooh, boy, that's a tough one.
You disappoint me, Chris. I think you're just playing. You're playing. You know already. But... Some other people are going to know for sure, though.
I used to enjoy that show.
Phone number to call
up.
In. Let me give the phone number. Phone number is 407-894-1680. That's the number to call for trivia. 407-894-1680. That's the number for trivia.
That is to say 407-894-1680. 1680, baby. So please call in and bail me out because somebody knows.
David Hillebrand.
Yeah.
You feel, Dave, while,
yes,
we're,
ma'am?
While we're waiting for some people to call in and perhaps for the rest of the first hour, there's a particular topic I saw you commenting on about today. And without getting political, you feel like bringing it up because it's so important.
You start because I'm trying to remember exactly which.
It was about the accessibility voting. And the mail and all that.
Yes, I think it is very important for there to be more than just two ways to vote. Right now, it is either you have to show up in person, or if you have arranged, you can have the mail-in ballot, which is great. However, in today's world, where we've got technology to send people to the moon, we can do amazing things, we can have wars in space, we can certainly come up with a way for people to be able to vote online with their laptop or a computer. And also, a telephone, a cell phone, if they don't have a computer. If you have the correct codes, if you have passwords and whatever, people should be able to do this very securely. And there's no reason why someone should have to risk their life going down to, especially right now, I'll tell you, going, I think it's important to vote. And if this was the only choice, I would do it. I would crawl on my knees to the voting place because I think it is so important, especially this time around. But we shouldn't be required to. In fact, as citizens of the United States, we should have far more choices than just these two. We know that there's a problem with the post office right now. Things are slowed down. So a lot of people, they've made people worried about that their vote may not get there in time. So unfortunately, we're in a pickle. A lot of people are going to go down to the voting place just because they're worried about not mailing it in. We shouldn't have to worry about this. We should have several choices, so there's no problem. We can certainly handle the security part of it with our technologies today, and it'd be better for the employer. People won't be getting late or having problems getting to work because of the long lines. There won't be as mad of a rush at the voting booth. A lot of reasons why we should do it, and very few why we shouldn't. So that's my story. What do you think?
I think you are right.
Well, you know, it's
and the
a
people
tough
who don't vote should never open their mouth. Whoever you're going to vote for, you should at least vote. I mean, the bottom line is
don't complain
later that you didn't vote.
Right.
Everybody vote counts in this election. That's for sure. Everybody counts.
Oh, we're going to change.
Those people don't vote. To be ashamed of themselves.
We're going to change the subject for a minute. If people would, if they're in this room right now, it is absolute chaos. Evie is a little miniature chihuahua, miniature greyhound mix, and she is playing with a cat.
Well,
yes.
Before we go any further, we got two callers on the phone line.
I know.
Oh, okay.
I know that. I was just going to get to that. But it's a little distracting here. But, yes, we have a couple of callers. Chris, why don't you announce them?
Yeah, I hear you're going through over there.
Yeah, that's Daisy May waiting for her 8 o'clock tea time. Yes, it's just new here.
We're going to stay right here in the beautiful city of the Orlando area. We got the one, the only, Sherry Brun and Sheila on the phone line. Did I say Sherry Brun? We have Sherry from Orlando and Sheila, and Sherry is going to hit us up first. Sherry, greetings and salutations.
Sherry. All right, Sherry, you're on. Sherry from Orlando.
Sherry, you're on. How are you guys? Oh, hey, Dave.
Good evening.
How's it going? All right.
How goes it?
It's going well. Going well. I agree with you about voting. In fact, I actually plan on going to the poll to vote as much as I'm happy about the alternative because I know the post office is a mess. I don't want to take a chance. But anyway. Trivia.
I don't blame you.
The trivia, the show is Mary Tyler Moore.
Okay.
Yes.
That's part one.
And it took place in Minneapolis, where my daughter lives near there now. So
you are right.
Yay!
You are so right.
Minneapolis.
Yep.
Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Yep. It's quite popular
it
right now.
I thought it was Cincinnati.
Yep.
So did you win,
100%?
David?
I had a feeling. I had a funny feeling that you would know. I didn't know if you'd call in, but I had a feeling you would know if you were around. Anyway.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thanks for bailing me out. I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you. It
Good
was
job,
a great
Sherry.
Show.
I'm sorry. I thought it was easy, but all these guys were telling me it was hard. I don't get it.
Yeah, it's not if you watch Mary Tyler Moore. It wasn't hard.
Right.
Anyway.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, it was a good show. Like I said, I think it took place. I thought it took place in Oregon, Minnesota.
Well, Chris, you're going to make it after all. Don't worry.
Yep, you're going to make it after all. That's it.
Hey, Sherry.
After
thank
all.
You so much.
All right. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
Sheila still there?
Yeah, Sheila is on the line. But what did Sherry win?
All right.
She just won herself a $10 gift card from Subway. Enjoy Subway. $10 gift cards coming up the show.
Also, we have another special guest, a special gift for her. It's an antique baggie from the Saran collection. I have I'm going to send her.
Okay.
Yeah. Antique what?
An antique baggie from the Saran collection.
Yeah. Okay, listen.
She'll love that.
You're not.
Sheila, I don't know what's going on with Dave, Sheila.
You know, it's a good thing I'm not there.
Oh, my God. I need
Bye,
to hear
Sheila. Hi, everybody. How are you?
Hi, Sheila.
He put me in line for sure. Hey, Sheila.
Hey, Dave. I will tell you right now, and I don't know if anybody got a chance to see my interview on the news, but we are so fortunate in the Orange County area and five counties in the state that we can do in November accessible vote by mail from our home. So if you don't take advantage of it one way or another, and if you don't vote, this year is so vital for everybody to vote. So everybody needs to call their supervisor of elections and find out how they can vote.
Hey, Sheila.
I agree with everybody that, yes,
we need to vote. How does it work to the accessible voting from home?
If you call your supervisor and you tell them you want the accessible vote by mail, they will send you an email, and you will get the ballot in your email. You would print it. You will fill it out, print it out, and you will have to mail it back. But, you know, people complain about the post office. You got vote by mail or accessible ballots 3 weeks ago. So why are you complaining now if you didn't mail them back? Anyway, so don't get me started on
true.
That one. But
my point is, though, I mean, there should be several choices. Rather than going through the post office, that we know that there's inherent problems in. And possibly extra ones with people manipulating the system. So, aside from the post office, the only other choice is going in, and we should be able to do it all online or by phone if necessary. You know, I don't have any problem with
Florida. Never be a vote by phone. Never, and there will never be an e ballot. Because
I hope you're wrong because they really should.
Yeah. So
As long as we've got a Republican governor, there won't be. But
there won't be
times
anyway, David. There is no way that we will ever do a in our lifetime. there will never be an e ballot. There will never be a phone option. Because Florida has to have the paper trail. So, but anyway, thank you guys. Have a good night.
Good. Hey, you too. Thanks for calling
in. Sheila.
Bye.
Thanks, Sheila. So, Dave, you want to throw the phone number out? Michael has to leave for a minute or two, and he'll be back. So it's just you
this
and me.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. You know that? this is where you tuned in. And the number to call,
there we go.
And we hope you will, you should, is 407-894-1680. That number again is 407-894-1680. Call before 9 o'clock tonight, Eastern Time. Seriously,
sure.
You should. Just to give us a piece of your mind if you've got any despair. I mean, thoughts about anything, and it certainly doesn't have to be blind related or any kind of political thing.
No.
Sorry for getting on my soapbox there, Lynn.
No, you should. You should. And I can't believe people are sitting out there and nobody else is calling in. And I know they're listening.
Unfortunately, I think Sheila's probably right that it will not happen in the state of Florida. But I hope she's wrong because it certainly should. In this day and age when we can do so much technologically, there are ways we can do it very securely. And personally, I think it would be more secure than going into the – because – no offense, but, you know, of course, I'm
I'm getting up towards the being a senior, but you know, most of the people that are volunteers at these voting centers are retirees. They're volunteers. They're not experts on signatures. They're not any kind of expert on security. So having something that is secure on the internet, I think would be more secure than in some of those cases. So we need it.
But that's true. Most of the people working as volunteers, they're all senior citizens.
That
true.
Doesn't make me feel any more. You know, I'm sure there's plenty that are capable, and it's nice of them to give of their time. But they're there to make things run smooth. They're not doing anything technical, or you know, like when they compare signatures, everyone's worried about there could be something terrible about mail-in voting because of the signatures. Well, you know, they're not watching those signatures that close in the voting booth. They're not experts to do that. So it's
David,
not any different.
I just got a text from one of our listeners that says that there is an e-ballot at the military. They're allowed to mail in their results through the an e-ballot. So I'm not sure what an e-ballot means, but if anybody knows what that is.
I know I had a friend that had sent me a message earlier in that Facebook talk and mentioned his daughter lives in Israel, but she's a citizen, and she's got it worked out. She's able to email her her ballot. So I didn't really want to get into a hot discussion, but I know that it is possible because it is happening in some cases already. And you know, I wasn't going to call anybody out, but it is possible technologically, and since it's already happening in small conditions right now. It should have already happened, to be honest with you, especially with this pandemic and stuff.
Absolutely,
it's a shame, but we've got what we've got. So all we can do is try to improve on it and get this stuff rolled out as soon as we can.
Hey, let's take a trip up to the great state of Georgia and talk with our good friend Paul from ATL. Paul from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, Paul.
Paul from Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you.
How are you, man?
I wanted to respond to this whole issue of voting.
Please do.
We just changed our voting machines in Georgia because everybody wanted a paper trail so bad and blah, 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 right?
Right.
The thing is so ridiculously laid out and so complicated, frankly, I can't even use the stupid thing. And I have to
get. Is that one of those accessible voting things, Paul?
Well, their idea of accessibility, they had beautiful working machines that were doing beautifully, and then they give us this keypad that is so ridiculous.
I believe
it. Far-fetched, so laid out, so complicated, we took a major step backwards in Georgia.
That's a shame.
And I am so disgusted. I mean, I just had a friend of mine just do it for me because I can't figure out how to use that keypad. It's a mess.
Right.
It's a total mess.
Did you complain, Paul? Did you call the supervisor of elections there and complain?
I haven't called them yet, but that is on my to-do list.
Yeah,
I hope you will, or even write them a letter. But
it's not
calling
right.
Calling is good. No, I appreciate you calling because it's. Yeah, and the problem is it's different from in each state. So, weirdly enough, it's actually different in different counties here in Florida. Because I was talking to a friend of mine who cited using the system in his area, where he says the machines are so old and clunky that he wonders if his vote counts just because of the screwed up machine. You know, so. Mm-hmm. Added the accessibility problems on top of that, and going in to vote is not that much better system, I don't think, than absentee or doing something online. It's gotta happen.
You know, and here's the thing: they don't even count the absentee ballots in some situations,
and
which is not.
I know they don't count the write-in ballots, but it's ridiculous. It's, I mean, you go into the polling place, and sometimes those workers don't know how to work the machines, and the machines aren't set up right, or they can't figure out how to hook up this, that, or the other. It's just, it's such a disaster.
That is very upsetting to hear, especially this election.
Especially when you had something that worked.
I mean, we had something that was working a lot better than, no, it wasn't perfect, okay? I get it. But it was working a whole lot better than what we've got now.
Right. Yeah, and that's going to discourage people from voting, which is not something either side really needs to do. We need to encourage everybody that's eligible to vote to get out and vote.
I agree.
Well, thank you, Paul. We have another caller on the line before we go to the top of the hour, but we really appreciate you being out there and giving us your input, and please keep on listening, all right?
You're the man, right, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul. Good night. Okay, we have Robert from Valley Forge. We have 1 minute, Robert. Maybe we can take you on the other side of the break if you'd like to wait, or would you like
to...
Yeah,
Robert. I just had a quick question. Taylor was talking about doing this voting where they send you an email and you fill it out, and you print it, and you send it in?
Yes, sir.
Just how many people bother to have a printer?
Well, you know,
I mean, they access you with smartphone, tablet, computer, but how many blind people have printers?
A whole lot less than
they
have a computer.
A printer.
I know I've got a computer or a printer that doesn't work, and... even the sighted rest of my family, you know, we're lucky to be able to get a working printer amongst all of us. So.
Yeah, that's in every family. I have one that works, one that doesn't. But
it's putting a bit of an extra burden. I mean, you should not have to go to the trouble
you
printing the darn
thing.
Shouldn't
have to worry about
that. I'm not,
because even if you get one, it's going to be hard to set up.
You're right. You know, the trouble is, there are people that say, you know, you guys, you blind people and disabled people should be thankful. We'll be back in a second, Robert.
I'll catch you
back on the other side of the break.
Okie dokie.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We'll be right back. Thank you.